on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this New Year's Day, January 1st, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One of the things that I think that we have to understand is that we have an opportunity to move the football down the field. I'm going to use football analogy because three great college bowl games today for the playoffs. National champion for college football is going to be part of a tournament process. This is not going to be done by the committee anymore. 12 teams chosen to participate in the playoffs. Winners move forward, losers go home. And today's three games critical to that process. Well, in politics, you have a playoff situation that happens during the elections. You start off with the primary. The primary is getting into the first round of the playoffs. The winner moves forward to the general election, basically the Super Bowl. That's in November. Presidential politics, Donald Trump won the primary election, was the candidate chosen at the national convention by the delegates, went into the Super Bowl on November 5th, 2024, against Kamala Harris for the Democrats. State representatives were chosen in the August primary to move forward against the Democrats on November 5th. County clerk candidates, county commissioners. Well, in Antrim County, for example, Vicky didn't have an opponent. She was on the ballot as the only candidate for county clerk. Cheryl Guy didn't like that result of the primary, and with the backing of the Democrats, did a writing campaign against Vicky, running as nonpartisan, no party affiliation. Democrats, however, every single Democrat household in our county that had a Kamala Harris sign, an Elisa Slotkin for U.S. Senate sign, had a write-in Cheryl Guy sign. Almost every single one. November 5th, the votes came in. Vicky got 62%. Cheryl Guy got 38%. Write-in of her name on their ballots. Vicky won the Super Bowl for county clerk. Donald Trump won the Super Bowl for president. Tomorrow, they begin their work. Elections have consequences. Some of our good patriots ran this year and lost. There's always another election. What we learned from those losses will help make us better candidates next time. Hold on to that. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
These are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Loyal listener down in Lapeer County, William Hamilton, sent a comment during the break. I just saw it. Seems like this Cheryl Guy was really just a Democrat who couldn't get elected unless she lied and ran as a Republican. we have some of that same problem here in Lapeer County. She claims she voted for Donald Trump twice. I don't believe it. I, too, believe she's a Democrat, has been her entire life, and realize if you're going to get elected in our Antrim County, you have to run as a Republican. You can't win as a Democrat. It's that simple. No Democrats were on our ballot at the county level on November 5th. Not one. Vicky was the only candidate for county clerk. We didn't get Democrats on the ballot in Antrim County until we got to state representative. State representatives, represented by Republican John Roth and a portion, very small sliver of Antrim County by Ken Borden, 104th and 105th House districts. Then there were Democrats on the ballot. But no Democrats for county sheriff, county clerk, county commissioners, registered of deeds, county treasurer, prosecutor, drain commissioner, parks and rec. No Democrats on our ballot. But we had to put up a fight against Cheryl Guy and the Democrats for her write-in campaign. Basically, she's going out, retiring after 45 years in that building of her life. She graduated in high school on a Friday night. Monday, she was working the counter at the clerk's office. Over the years, did all the jobs in the office and got elected to be the county clerk back in 2012 when she ran unopposed by anybody. No Republican candidate ran against her. No Democrat. She got elected in 12, 16, and 20. And it was the famous presidential election screw up she committed in our county of 2020. If you didn't see it, Lester Holt, NBC National News, sent his reporter, Gabe Gutierrez, up here and did a story about it. If you'd like to see the 3-minute video, text me NBC. Text me NBC and I'll send you the link to the story. October 28th, just days before the November 5th election, NBC National Nightly News Lester Holt does a story about Antrim County clerk's race. We knew we had a problem right then. Jocelyn Benson, Democrat Secretary of State Super PAC, donated $127,512 of advertising, mailers, newspaper ads, social media ads on behalf of Cheryl Guy's writing campaign. William, absolutely dead on. She was running against Vicky as a Democrat, trying to use a nonpartisan write-in candidacy. Oh, yeah. They did not want her to win. She did. She starts tomorrow, and she's already facing situations. That's all I'm going to say. But they don't know my wife. They don't know who they're dealing with. Vicky will be very professional in the way she handles it, but believe me, she's going to handle it. But the question comes down to this. When you are dealing with these situations, what is going to be the future of Lansing in the upcoming 103rd Michigan legislature? with the Democratic trifecta in Lansing coming to an end, the upcoming 2025-2026 session promises to be very intriguing. We now have a Republican majority in the House. The gavel will be given to Matt Hall to be the next speaker. 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats out of the 110 state reps in Lansing. Senators are not up for re-election until 2026, the next midterm election for governor. Reps will be up for re-election or election in 26 as well. County commissioners now are serving four-year terms. They won't be up for election re-election until 2028, when J.D. Vance, vice president, will probably be the Republican candidate for president. After 4 years of being vice president for Donald Trump, he'll be the next Republican candidate, most likely, for president. Democrats are going to be looking at probably Governor Gretchen Whitmer, California Governor Gavin Newsom, perhaps others. Going to be very interesting. But before we get to that presidential race of 28, we have a race in 2026. And I told you last week, today would be the day we launched the plan. The plan for 2026. What it's going to do is require you to begin the process of being prepared for that battle. 2025, you got to start doing some things. You start attending some meetings. The first group that you need to work with is your local county Republican Party. You need to reach out to them, find out when they're going to start meeting, attend their very first meeting of the year, go there, fill out an application to become a member, and pay the dues for the year. Become a dues-paying member of your local county party this month of January. That's number one. Number two, you might consider coming to the Crawford County Republican Party's inauguration dance. It's going to be in Houghton Lake. It's going to be on Friday, January 24th. Donald Trump will be sworn in on Monday, January 20th. He'll give his inaugural speech at the inauguration, go back to the Oval Office and start signing executive orders. He'll go to his balls, his dances that evening. Well, we are going to have inaugural dance up here in Northern Michigan. It's going to be Friday, January 24th. If you would like the information, just text me dance. Text me dance, and I will send you the information. You'll be able to buy your tickets online. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a party. I know, because I'm doing the music. I'm bringing our radio station sound equipment there. I'm going to be setting up, tying into their internet. I have songs on the laptop. I also have the ability to do requests via YouTube videos. Any song that you want to hear, you'll just be able to come up and write it on a card, give it to me, and I will search for it on YouTube, and then we will play it. We are going to party from 6 to 11, Friday night, January 24th. God willing, the weather will be okay for us to get there. It's going to be in Houghton Lake. Text me dance, and I'll send you the link, the flyer, and the website. Why are we going to party? We're going to celebrate Donald Trump's inauguration. We're going to celebrate the new direction of leadership for our federal government. We're going to support a county party because they need to raise money for 2026. All county parties in the state of Michigan has to raise money at the local level for 2026. It's something that has got to be done. So, one thing that I would greatly appreciate as a personal favor to me is you being part of this plan. We're going to do some classes. We're going to do some events. We're going to do some things that I need you guys to be a part of this year. Also, in addition to your local county parties, start going to their meetings, fill out an application, become a paid member. At the convention that takes place in February, there will be a county convention late January, February, heading for the state convention. State convention, February 21st, 22nd. Well, at your county conventions, folks, you will be able to be elevated to be a precinct delegate. If you're not a precinct delegate already, and there's a slot open in your community, you will be able to become a precinct delegate through the elevation process by the county chair. So we need you to do that in late January here this month or February at the county conventions. We'll find out exactly when they're going to be. We'll get it out there. We'll talk about it. You need to go and become a paid member. You need to become a precinct delegate if you're not already. And then we're going to participate in the state convention in February. So very, very much want you to understand that this is all part of the plan. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have events. We're going to have concerts. We're going to do all kinds of things. The Antrim County Republican Party will be hosting, I believe, our 6th or 7th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast in August. Mark your calendars. 4th Saturday in August, August the 23rd, you need to be in Central Lake at noon. August 23rd, no excuses, no family reunions, no class reunions. You guys need to come because I'm telling you here, New Year's Day, that you need to mark your calendar for August 23rd. But we're going to have a party at the new pavilion at the Iron Pig South location, probably in the spring, as soon as all the landscaping, paving gets done. It could be June. It might end up being 4th of July weekend. Not really sure. Let's see, when is 4th of July this year? Friday. 4th of July is on a Friday. So we might be partying there on Friday, watching the fireworks over at Siegel Lake. This is the day we launched the plan. And we will keep informing you as we go throughout the year. Bomb in the Hour News, hour number 3. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by MyPure.